Spoken to Angela Rayner about this?
No, I haven't.
Have you spoken to any of the front bench?
I have spoken to quite a lot of Labour MPs about it yesterday, not so much on the front bench, but I have spoken to many about it, and they are seething with anger, particularly as commitments have been made regularly by the party that we would take children out of poverty. Even the Blair government, which Keir Starmer often quotes, did do a great deal to lift children out of poverty by not having a two-child policy.
You'll know that Jamie Driscoll, the mayor of North Tyne, resigned from the Labour Party yesterday, is now going to be a sort of fellow independent. I wonder whether, one, clearly you share those frustrations, but whether, if I read correctly, you are considering a run at the mayor of for the mayoralty of London as an independent.
Well, let's cross one bridge at a time, shall we? I respect Jamie Driscoll's work, incredible mayor, and he has made that decision because he believes that's the only way he can take the policies forward. And I think we should concentrate on getting rid of poverty in our society and ending the two-child policy. It'd be a very good start.
I notice you didn't quite come to cross the second bridge that was there in the question. Are you going to be? Can you rule out that you will stand as an independent candidate in the for the mayoralty of London?
Listen, I'm ruling nothing in and nothing out at this moment. This interview is about child poverty in Britain. And in London, where I represent London constituency, even in areas like mine, there are high levels of child poverty, probably 40% of the children in my constituency. All across the North East, which Jamie represents, a third of all children across the whole of the region are living in poverty. That has got to go and got to change. And it's the Labour Party that ought to be offering that pathway to change, and it's not doing it at the moment.